So I noticed when looking at some of your work that you had a number of publications related to brain mets with melanoma, and you had an education presentation at the last ASCO meeting, New Era in the Management of Melanoma Brain Mets. Can you kind of provide an update in terms of what's new in terms of melanoma and brain mets?
What's new is that the drugs that work in the metastatic setting outside of the brain, because the clinical trial initially did not allow patients with brain mets, what's new is that we know that combination of dabratrame, even Cobivemu, but it came later, we know that it can act in the brain, but we were disappointed because the response rate is lower than in the cutaneous melanoma metastases elsewhere. And also, the duration of response is less durable. It's 6 months in median PFS instead of 1 year. So we were a little bit disappointed. And the good thing is that the combination of ipilimumab plus nivolumab at the ASCO meeting 2 years ago gave some interesting results with two presentations, one with a very small group of patients. So I think it's mostly the other one. The US team with the combination, it's Taubi, the first author, who showed a response rate more than 50% in the brain. So that was quite spectacular. And the Australian trial that was presented by Georgina Long, very few patients, but still the same ratio. So it was comforting to see these two trials, meaning that ipi-nivo can give rise to good responses in the brain. But what we said when we did this education session with my colleague Taubi, we think that we need to have trials that incorporate the radiotherapy, stereotactic radiotherapy, because this can be a big help. So we need to build trials where we evaluate combination of systemic treatment plus stereotactic radiosurgery. This remains a very critical situation, and patients with brain mets have a very pejorative prognosis, unfortunately, especially if they have a lot of brain mets. But you also have some patients who survive a long time with brain mets. And I saw in my clinic 2 days ago a man, now he's 67. He was diagnosed 4 years ago with a metastatic melanoma, multiple lung and brain metastasis, and he had ipilimumab initially and then anti-PD-1, is NRAS mutant, so could not have BRAF MEK treatment. And he responded in a dissociated way to anti-PD-1, but he responded on some metastases. The other one were either surgically removed. He had two surgeries of the brain, two surgeries of the lung metastases, and he had a lot of radiostereotactic sessions, more than 10, just to show you that we have really changed our way of treating the patients, because now our radiotherapist colleague, they know that we have good drugs, so they really changed their standard. Before that, they were telling us only 3 metastases, only 3 centimeters. Now they do. I mean, this patient had more than 10 radiostereotactic. And his incomplete response, it's more than 4 years ago, this man undoubtedly would have been dead if it was before these treatments and this combination of treatments. So things have changed, but it's still much more difficult and we need to optimize.